So, Coach, I mentioned that the boys' seed is a good one. It's deserved. You're a number one seed. Tyne Avalon is a number eight seed. Let me just kind of flip gears here. I have the girls' schedule from Mischa up. Let's go to the boys' schedule. 13-2 record. Things have just been rolling really well. And against Mercer, well, you really had the ball rolling at your place on Friday night. How good was the performance against the Cardinals back three nights ago?
It was really well. I thought our boys played at such a high level. You know, the first time around, I thought we tried forcing things early on. And I think the second time around, we realized what type of defense they were playing, where to exploit it. And, you know, that kind of kept the game somewhat close early on. But it really showed in the second, third, and fourth quarter. We were able to pull away by a lot because we understood how they were trying to move defensively.
It was a good performance, especially, and I'm not sure exactly what Linn County has, but, you know, I was kind of talking about them with Coach Dabney over at Milan last week. Is, you know, Linn County is one of those teams that they're pesky. I don't know what their record is, but it seems like, yeah, they just play people tough, and they gave you a really hard time on Thursday night. You won, but it certainly wasn't a game where you scored a whole bunch.
No, it wasn't. You know, I thought that was kind of a blend in between two conference games, and we just kind of came out flat. I thought Linn County done a great job of having their guys ready to go, and they played at a really high level. Their record is not anything impressive, but, man, if you look at some of the teams they played that have winning records, they always seem to play really close against good teams. And, you know, we knew that going into it. We tried to express that to the boys, and we just came out a little flat. And, you know, thankfully, we've seen a lot of teams at this time of the year, you know, lose these types of games. But thankfully, we were able to pull out a win.
Yeah, we talked about, too, kind of, you know, the 1,000-pound gorilla in the room is the fact that you might have to run into Green City up at Districts and Mercer here in about a month. So in the back of the boys' minds, as you know, they have this great winning streak going. But I think they know the level that they have to get to if they're going to, you know, play and potentially beat a team as good as Green City here in about a month. Is that always in the back of their mind saying, you know, we can always get better with what we're doing, with what we have going here in late January?
It is. You know, we definitely focus on in practice. You know, we always want to be better than we were yesterday. And, you know, I think the last two seasons really speaks a lot to what we want to achieve this year. You know, we've had 20-win seasons the last past 2 years, but – you know, 2 years ago, we weren't able to bring home a conference title. Last year, we weren't able to bring home a conference title or a district title. So we know what type of teams are waiting for us at the end. So, you know, whenever we play teams with, you know, not winning records or games that we're expected to win by a lot, we just focus on being as perfect as we can in that game because we know we're going to play perfect against these really good teams at the end of February.
Case in point, too, you know, if you take care of your business as a one seed against 8 seed Tyne Avalon, if you get yourself into the Thursday 8:15 semifinal, Coach, you'd be waiting for either a Meadville team on Meadville's home court or a Linn County team who is, you know, a pain in your backside on Thursday. So either way, there'll be a challenge coming up on Thursday if you can get by tonight.
It is. You know, we definitely know both teams are going to come ready to go. I always say Meadville's about 15 points better every time they play in their tournament. So, you know, if we see Meadville, they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to give us their absolute best game. And, you know, if we see Linn County now knows that they can play with us, so they're going to come into that game with a lot of confidence. So it's going to be a fun matchup, but obviously we got to take care of business first tonight.
I'm looking at this winning streak, Coach, and especially since the first of the year, I'm looking at, you know, you gave up 25-15 to East Terrace, and you gave up 31 to Southwest. You gave up 34 to Mercer, only 40 to Linn County, 49 to Gilman City, but you beat them by 26. At the end of the day, your defense looks like it's been better since the first of the year. Would you agree with that?
It is, and I think that goes to a lot of these young guys getting big-time minutes this year and just are starting to understand better rotations. Obviously, you know, our best defensive player is Zach Cross. He does a phenomenal job on the other team's best player. You know, he matches up with the other team's best player night in and night out. He presents such a problem. He's so long and athletic that he always forces tough shots. But, you know, surrounding him, you've got Cole Peterson waiting for him at the rim. Aiden Raines does a great job guarding a point guard, making the point guard disruptive. And, you know, and Corbin, you know, Corbin's often underlooked as a defensive player, but he's very smart, always gets in the right passing lanes, and always sets up for charges. So, you know, we've gotten a lot better defensively as a team.
There would be a long way to go between this potential matchup, but on the other side of the bracket, you're the one. Northwestern is the two, and I don't know if I've ever been down to Northwestern and even seen the Eagles play, but I just kind of know through the grapevine that they've been really solid for the last 5-6 years. You know much about Northwestern and, you know, the potential of maybe seeing them later this week?
We know a little bit. You know, we seen them 2 years ago at this tournament and played a really good game against them. But, you know, they're a good team. Their coach has done a great job over there. He's been there for quite a while now, and he's built a great program. They find ways to win. They always got guys that can shoot the ball and they can run the floor. So, you know, we obviously are worried about the night and one game at a time, but we know that that's a possibility that we could see them on Saturday night.
As I said earlier, too, you're at the point right now with your record and your pedigree, you want to play some good teams because you really want to be battle-tested by the time you get to Mercer here in about a month in districts, right?
We do. You know, we want to try to play the best, and we also want to try to get in those championship games so we know how to win them now. That way, when we get to them in February, we know how to win those as well.
Next week, back to conference play for the Panthers at Gilman City on Tuesday the 31st, and at Winston on, it looks like a Thursday night. Is that correct, Coach? You're at Winston on Thursday the 2nd?
Yes, I believe so.
Gotcha. Brunswick then at Grundy R5 the following night, so that might be the reason that Winston got moved to a Thursday. Coach, we'll talk to you about conference play next week. Safe travels and good luck down at Meadville.
Thank you.